Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Terry Ziegler, who is the CEO of DataCap Systems. Terry, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So just a little background, DataCap is a, I would describe it as a software platform, really, that enables developers with innovative ideas to efficiently reach merchant point-of-sale systems, and that's really what we're going to talk about today. So, Terry, a quick question for you. When I was doing a little background and getting prepared for our conversation today, I noticed that you've been in business since 1983, when point of sale was very, very, very different. Lots of cash registers. Debit was sort of a youngster coming into the scene. So before we get into what's happening today, I'd love to get your perspective on the evolution over the 22 years that you guys have been in business.
You know, actually, it's been 32 years.
32 years. My math is wrong.
Years. And, yeah, I mean, that's a lifetime for some of the people who are in the payment.
There are a lot of people who started businesses today who weren't even born.
That's right. Well, we actually started life as a cash register manufacturer. Oh. That was our business start. And what made us special at that time was we were the first people on the face of the planet to put integrated payments into a cash register technology.
Wow.
So we released that first product in 1984, and we were really focused on markets where IBM and NCR weren't, where they were into the big store, big chain kind of environments. We went for stores that had single lanes, which was kind of a unique idea. So we did a lot of business with mid-market, especially retailers like Fredericks of Hollywood and Dress Barn and Fashion Factory and Maternity Warehouse and stuff like that. And, you know, over the years, we kind of evolved the business towards the payments functionality because it started to take on a life of its own. So that's really the background of how we get started. I mean, we look at the changes that have gone on in the industry, and some are, you know, pretty massive, and some actually are pretty minor when you really look at it. I mean, you know, years ago when we were doing this, the what we now know as cloud was termed service bureaus back then, but the technology was effectively the same. You know, we talk about routers and IP now, and then it was modems and serial communications. Full transaction data was being captured. You know, we sent full transaction data off to our customers, and they did their what was now they call it data mining. They did that back then, and then made, you know, determination for open to buy and reorders and that kind of stuff. So there's been a lot of big changes in how speed and technology platforms, that kind of stuff work, but the basic underlying pins of merchant activity have not changed terribly dramatically.
So I want to ask you a follow-up question about what you just described. Two parts. First, you use the word integrated payments, and that's really become quite the buzzword today in the point of sale space. It's really what now all of the, you know, traditional acquirers are talking about as their go-to-market proposition. It's what a lot of the innovators coming into this market are really focused on. My question to you is, how do you define integrated payments, since you really started that wave, it sounds like, 32 years ago? And what then makes you unique in this sea of players that is all about integrated payments?
When you look at an integrated payments platform, you have to look at the value proposition to the merchant. And if the merchant is running a transaction on the cash register or POS terminal and then separately authorizes that transaction on a stand-beside terminal, his accounting systems are automatically out of whack. He's got problems with data entry issues, with reconciliation issues, with administrative back-end issues. So for us, it's a single-entry device, not unlike Amazon with their whole one-touch pay button. The reality is that for a merchant, you need to be able to have that all integrated to the POS system so they have a streamlined business management system. In fact, when you look at it from a mobile payment standpoint, the idea that mobile will ever really take off in a brick-and-mortar operation without having it fully integrated to the merchant's retail system, we just don't see that happening. So to us, the integrated payments is really all about having a streamlined process where all of the functions that go through a checkout system are integrated through one database, through one operation. So, you know, part of that is the payment side, and then part of that is the peripheral activities like loyalty, gift card, those things go along with it. I don't think loyalty can ever work reliably on a stand-beside platform. It's got to be integrated to the merchant's POS system. So I think that's really how we see the integration. It's really the value proposition of the merchant in terms of his overall business operations activity. From a standpoint of what makes us unique, the comment about coming from the cash register business is pretty important, because when we did this integration work to our own cash register technology, we understood all the pitfalls and all the aggravations that an ISV goes through to do this development. So we have a very, very unique perspective, because we're probably one of the only middleware providers that have that background of having actually integrated payments to a point of sale cash register technology system. So the interface that we do for our ISVs, the one-to-many interface, really creates a very serious opportunity for them to take advantage of all of the historical experience that we've had in doing the integration work and get that access to all the various payment processes with a single interface.
There's an awful lot that's different now than 32, 22, even 12 years ago in terms of integrating, you know, payment with lots of other capability at the point of sale. I'm sure it's a much more complicated endeavor today, and it sounds like it's going to get increasingly complicated going forward. How have you had to adjust to address that complexity?
It's really evolutionary. We have had a payment interface spec, a command interface spec that we've made extendable so that we can add and bolt on the various capabilities. So where you start with a very simple credit card payment, then you add debit card capability, then you add check capability, you add gift cards or loyalty programs or FSA transactions or EBT transactions. So in effect, we created an interface that allows us to bolt on different things as they go along. Now, the big thing that we've really been doing in the last couple of years is architecting the strategy we call DataCap Connect, which is basically the ability to take a transaction from any platform, any device, any OS, and bring it into a central server that can be used either at the store level or an enterprise level or even at a processor level to consolidate all that transaction activity, regardless of card type that's used.
So card type and mobile payments as well?
Well, DataCap Connect strategy, for example, we support products as diverse as RFID readers, where we're working with a company that uses EasyPass readers to send a token effect for authorization. So you do drive-through at quick service restaurants, you do drive-through payment. We work with mobile payments companies that do in-person mobile payments at the brick-and-mortar level. We can support vending machines, kiosks, PC-based POS, embedded cash registers. All those points of contact inside of a retail store can actually go through one server device.
So let's talk a little bit about that concept for a minute. And I was at NRF earlier in the week, and the buzzword among many buzzwords that were being floated around was omnichannel and the ability for merchants to keep pace with their consumers toting mobile devices across all of the channels that they use to reach that merchant. Slightly different concept than what you just described, but two questions in terms of DataCap's capabilities, and then the merchant's readiness to embrace omnichannel. Can you comment on both?
Big problem with merchants embracing of omnichannel is the ability to centralize their databases so they can run multiple channels, multiple sales channels through one database. And I think that's been the holy grail. And I think that the small to mid-sized merchant level, I would say those merchants are not ready really for full omnichannel capability. They're doing e-commerce sites, but I don't think a lot of those people have those systems tied together. Now, from our standpoint, we can take a transaction in from the e-commerce site into our servers or from the brick-and-mortar location so they can consolidate all of their activity through one administrative activity. But I don't think that the small to mid-sized merchants are quite there. I think even some of the larger merchants are struggling to get those databases all connected together. But I think that everybody now, the omnichannel experience is something that I think everybody's striving for. But I think a lot of it is more so through marketing activities than it is necessarily payment activities. So when you look at the mobile experience, what we're seeing is that the merchants are more inclined to look at mobile activity as how they get customers into the store and how they get those customers to buy more stuff, more so than they're concerned about getting that paid with a mobile device.
Interesting. Because you did mention earlier on in our conversation that you don't see mobile being successful in the payments arena until these databases can be consolidated. Do you envision that as being a very long-term process?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I have a lot of involvement with my alma mater, and I spent a lot of time with university students there. And over the years, we would talk to them about what their inclinations were toward using different technologies. And, you know, a decade or so ago, we talked a lot about whether they're using debit or credit cards. Mm-hmm. And what we found out some time ago was the students were all using debit cards. The credit cards were non-issue on campus. And the question was why? Well, their view was that they were concerned about their ability to stay out of credit card debt. So they would only spend it. It was a self-control problem. So we knew quite some time ago that debit cards were going to become a very, very big usage issue. Whether that was PIN debit or signature debit was kind of a non-factor. The driver was students didn't want to carry credit cards, would get them in trouble. Likewise, I spent a lot of time in the last couple of years talking to students about mobile payments. And what they tell me almost universally is that they love the idea of using their phone to do research. They love the idea of using their phone for online banking. They love the idea of using their phone for other kind of marketing activities, for using it for loyalty programs, that kind of stuff. But they have pretty little interest in using their phone to make a payment at the retail point of sale. I find that fascinating. So whether that turns out to be a longer term issue or not, I don't really know. But my gut is that the mobile movement will focus primarily on the marketing activities that help retailers sell more stuff, more so than having the consumer actually pay for that stuff with his phone.
Now, I'm curious to know why their response or what your hypothesis is. And maybe sometimes consumers say things they mean another, but is it that it's not available enough in enough places that matter for them to see the value? Or is it because there are these separate systems that separate payment from something else that's of value that would drag payment through in store that would make that experience better?
I don't know that they know enough to give a coherent answer on it, but they have given us, but I asked specifically that question. And the answer they give varies. And for interesting, the females say that they lose their phones.
Interesting.
They don't trust that they're going to hold them on their phones. They misplace them. They don't like that they won't have it available when they need it. A number of guys I've talked to say that they don't think that the technology is secure enough. They jailbreak their phones all the time, and they know what's involved there, and they're worried about having any credentials sit on the phone. Now, does Apple Pay change that? Maybe. But the other thing that they say is really more pragmatic, and the pragmatic reality is, but how many places can you really use it? And are you telling me I can give up my carrying my wallet? If I can get rid of carrying my wallet, which means I don't have to carry my driver's license anymore, I don't have to have, you know, all my credit cards, I don't have my Lily cards. If I give all that up, then that's fine. But if I got to carry the card anyway, why would I use the phone? And then the final thing they say is, honestly, I got to get my phone out, I've got to unlock it, I've got to bring the app up, I've got to touch the pay button. It's easier to use a credit card. Now, does Apple Pay change that? Maybe.
Interesting. Well, it's a fascinating debate. So that prompts me to ask you the following question. You obviously talk to a lot of merchants and you interface with a lot of developers that are cranking out innovative ideas that they're using your platform to reach merchants. What do they want? What's on their roadmap for the next year or two? And has that changed over the last year or two in terms of their priority and what they're really looking to do?
Keep in mind that DataCab is a little bit shielded from the merchant directly because we deal exclusively through the ISV and dealer channel. So what we're getting largely feedback from is the ISVs and dealers are asking us for specific functionality. What we do get back to merchants that we talk to is that their concerns are not really about payments. Their concerns, again, are about the traditional issues that merchants have faced their entire life. And this hasn't changed in the 32 years we've been in business. They want to get more people into the store and they want the people to buy more stuff. So when they look at the mobile realities, they are very, very interested in mobile, but they're interested in mobile from a standpoint of how they can sell more stuff. What our ISVs and dealers are pushing us for, I think the number one thing they're looking at right now is security issues. And the question is whether they're looking for those security issues because their merchants are asking for it, or whether they're looking at it because they see themselves in harm's way as a supplier of systems that may have, you know, flaws in their design and their architecture. So they're pushing us for EMV, they're pushing us for tokenization, pushing us for end-to-end encryption, anything that relates to security, you know, to security improvement is something that they're pushing for pretty heavily.
That makes sense. The question I want to ask you, though, about the channel, you mentioned that you go to market through dealers and ISVs. And, you know, the space, as you well know, is really going through a transformation. And there are a lot of players that say the business is changing so dramatically that the channel that used to be such a part of how the acquiring business actually functioned and how innovation scaled is actually going to be marginalized and minimized. How do you feel about that?
Are you talking about the ISOs?
Yeah, the ISOs.
Well, you know, 23 years ago, DataCap did a video. The name of that video was A New World Order of Integrated Transaction Processing. And the whole point of that video was to try to convince the cash distributor network and the ISO community to work together to bring integrated payments to the community. And, you know, we thought it was going to happen a lot sooner than it did. Figured we're probably 10 years ahead of what that curve actually was. I think that the ISO channel will always have relevance because they're very, very good salespeople. I think that the ISO channel needs to engage the reseller channel in supporting the variety of POS systems because we believe that POS systems are getting far more complex, not less complex. We start adding mobile payments and loyalty and omni-channel issues into a retail managed system. It's not something for the faint of heart in terms of installing and supporting. More important, it's something that it requires somebody with some good knowledge of the particular industry so they can do a needs assessment with a merchant and determine exactly what they need to run their business. I don't think the ISO community has been very good at that, but I think the ISO community could do a very, very good job of working with the integration community, with the retail systems resellers to deliver that kind of product platform to their merchant base. So I think they're relevant if they engage with the experts in that area to help deliver those systems and products.
So final question. You and I agree that merchants' big concern is getting customers to buy, whether that customer is going into a virtual storefront or a physical storefront, and that isn't always about payment. In fact, it's probably never about payment. But we're a payments publication and we talk to a payments audience. So what advice do you give the payments ecosystem for satisfying the merchant's need to sell more stuff and the payments ecosystem's need to embrace innovation around payment?
I think the whole payments ecosystem have to look at the needs of the merchant and understand very clearly that payments is effectively almost a commodity part of what the merchant's trying to accomplish. And they have to look at how they add value with a variety of different services. That could be things like data movement, data analytics. It could be loyalty programs. It could be prepaid gift card programs. It might be payroll services. The kind of things that merchants need to run their operations and can see how that could all be integrated into one tight package. That's the payments industry has to look at that holistically at this point.
And one centralized database, that's the big message that I got from our conversation. It has to be brought together for the benefit of the merchant who doesn't have either the time, the expertise, or the resources to pull it all together otherwise. Is that also
That is correct.
Fair?
It all has to be tied together. It has to be fully integrated. And that really is the essence of where DataCap's been since we started business 32 years ago. It's about integrating everything at the point of sale so it's one seamless transaction from the consumer all the way through the back end of the merchant's business operations.
Well, easier said than done, but certainly I think a direction that is a sensible one and certainly one that is to the benefit of merchants and does help them achieve their goal, which is selling more things to the customers they have and getting more customers into their storefront. Terry, it was really great to catch up with you today. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you.